Hello, I'm Dr. Alicia Williams, and this is your Prayer Room Podcast. In this podcast, we will share informative and life-changing segments on prayer and the power to pray, solely designed to help, strengthen, and encourage your next level of prayer. In this episode, we will experience and learn about Abigail and her prayerful conversation. Abigail was the wife of Nabal, a Calebite, whom the scripture says was harsh and evil in his dealings. The scripture introduces us to Abigail as intelligent and as having a beautiful appearance. When she encountered King David and his 400 men of war who were en route to annihilate her husband and his entire household. But instead, King David declared a blessing for Abigail's discretion and discernment, and this stopped him from bloodshed. Commentary has identified Abigail as the peacemaker. This is how we encounter Abigail's prayerful conversation. In life, it is rare to encounter a woman such as Abigail. She knew her husband, and in her discretion and discernment, she saved her husband's household from annihilation by David and his 400 men. The dynamics of this story through scripture tells us that her husband Nabal had an opportunity to do right by King David and his men. But instead, the scripture says he shouted at King David's men in contempt. The same men who kept his servants safe and protected them in Carmel so that no harm and no loss would come to them. Instead, Nabal repaid King David evil for good. As the scripture says, David protected and guarded all that Nabal had in the wilderness. Again, the dynamics of this story leads us to Abigail, the heroine of this account. It was her encounter with King David and his 400 men who were en route to annihilate her husband and his entire household. As she met David on the side of the mountain, she kneeled and bowed down at his feet, telling him to forgive her husband, whose name means fool, and accept her gifts. This stopped her husband's annihilation and caused King David to bless her for keeping him from shedding blood. The virtues that Abigail possessed, the prayerful conversation that she has with King David, brings us to the nature and essence of our encounter with Abigail as she intercedes. This is where and how we come into Abigail's prayerful conversation, her interceding. This prayer conversation stops an army of 400 men of war. It stops her husband's annihilation. And because of this, we experience this level of interceding as we encounter Abigail's prayerful conversation. Our key verse reveals the essence and virtue of Abigail's prayerful conversation. It reveals her intelligence and her beautiful appearance. It reveals her discretion and her discernment. Abigail was informed by her men servants that her husband shouted with contempt at David's men. After David, and his men provided a wall of protection both day and night for her men servants while they were tending sheep. After Abigail heard her husband's error and the situation of this household, she did not delay. She responded in haste and she took action. She gathered wealth and riches from the household for David and his men and sent the gifts ahead with her men servants. She interceded on behalf of her household. She interceded on behalf of her husband, who the scripture says was wicked and could not speak reasonably. This gives us a clear picture of Abigail's intelligence, a clear picture of her discretion, and a clear picture of her discernment. And as she was riding down the hidden side of the mountain, she encounters David and his 400 men readying for war, readying to ensue evil on her husband Nabal, for repaying evil for good. This is where we encounter our key verse. This is where Abigail's prayerful conversation halts an otherwise imminently dangerous situation. As we look at our key verse, Abigail's intelligence and her discretion and her discernment causes her to have this prayerful conversation. This key verse reminds us that we all must have prayerful conversations. This lifts our lives to a place in God. As we experience this place in and with the Lord through Abigail's prayerful conversation, our key verse helps us on a whole different level. As God leads us to see and experience in Him, in and with through Abigail's prayerful conversation. This key verse allows us to encounter a place with God that only comes from prayerful conversations. Through this key verse, Abigail halts the annihilation of her husband and his entire household. Abigail has a prayerful conversation with King David before his 400 men, and this stops the bloodshed. It provides peace for her husband's entire household. Let's take a look at our key verse. It's coming from 1 Samuel, the 25th chapter, and the 26th verse. Of course, as always, we're reading in the Amplified Bible, so it may be a bit different from your Bible's translation. 1 Samuel 25 and verse 26 reads, "So now, my Lord, as the Lord lives and as your soul lives, since the Lord has prevented you from shedding blood and from avenging yourself by your own hand, now then, let your enemies and those who seek to do evil to my Lord be as self-destructive as Nabal." This key verse helps us to the place of peace. This key verse halts bloodshed. This key verse halts annihilation of an entire household. And the effects of her husband Nabal's harsh and evil dealings. It helps us to recognize God's divine peace in the place of wickedness and evil destruction. Right here, right now, our key verse shows us the weight of Abigail's prayerful conversation. Abigail's prayerful conversation shows us that she knows her husband's harsh and evil dealings. She knows David and his men provided a wall of protection both day and night for her men servants who were tending sheep. She knows of the annihilation that will befall her husband and his entire household. And she has this prayerful conversation. She encounters David and his men near the hidden part of the mountain, and she honors David, and she recognizes the God on David's life. And she declares her husband's folly, and she intercedes on his behalf. This leads to a place where we find the peace of God, a place where blessing becomes immediate, a place where annihilation is halted. This prayerful conversation fosters the peace of God and God's blessing instead of annihilation. There is no weight that can measure this divine impact of Abigail's prayerful conversation. I believe it goes without saying that we need more prayerful conversations instead of war to provide peace. I say again, we need more prayerful conversations. Abigail's prayerful conversation is the divine timing of God. Abigail's prayerful conversation helps us into a greater place with God. And without question, this takes us in and with God to a place of peace. It's a place that helps and reminds and divinely encourages us to come into this greater place of prayer. Let's reread Abigail's prayer. 1 Samuel 25, verse 26. So now, my Lord, as the Lord lives and as your soul lives, since the Lord has prevented you from shedding blood, and from avenging yourself by your own hand. Now then, let your enemies and those who seek to do evil to my Lord be as self-destructive as Nabal. Abigail's prayerful conversation introduces the peace of God. King David blesses Abigail's discretion and her discernment, and God stops the bloodshed. Abigail helps us to see, experience, and know, as well as provide for us an encounter to come into this place with God, a God who delivers peace in a time of war, God who enables, enriches, and empowers prayerful conversations. This is Abigail's prayerful conversation. And in and through Abigail's prayerful conversation, God stops the annihilation, God stops the bloodshed, and he delivers his peace. So right now, I want us to do what I call a prayer substitute. Right here, I want us to bring who we are and what we have before God, who empowers prayerful conversations. Before God, who provides peace. As always, we honor God for another sacred opportunity in prayers. We honor God for this consecrated opportunity in prayer. Let us pray. Let's begin. So now, my Lord, as the Lord God lives, as your soul lives, since the Lord God has prevented you from shedding blood and from avenging yourself by your own hand, now then, let your enemies and those who seek to do evil to my Lord be as self-destructive as Nabal. As we prepare to close this podcast, it's imperative that we know that our prayers, that something is experienced, and that the essence and power of Abigail's prayerful conversation continues to bring us closer to this place in God through prayer. May this prayer experience continue to minister to our hearts and life in a special way. And may God continue to encourage, strengthen, and help take us to a greater place in prayers. Abigail's prayerful conversation helps us into a place of recognizing divine peace instead of war. She showed us her intelligence, and King David blessed her discretion and discernment, and the Lord God prevented bloodshed. Because of this, we experience God in a whole different place. We do that through Abigail's prayerful conversation, which helps us to understand, experience, and know God in and through prayerful conversations. God provides peace through a peacemaker, and we encounter this in Abigail's prayerful conversation. This is necessary for our prayer arsenal. This is of great essence and power, and it is essential in our walk and relationship with the Lord. So we honor God for Abigail's prayerful conversation. We honor God for bringing us to the place with Him through prayers. This was Abigail's prayerful conversation, and it leads us to pray. It is a time for prayer that lifts us to God. So as we set our hearts in prayer, we thank God that Abigail's prayerful conversation opens a place in God for us to pray a prayer. A prayer that aids and provides peace in time of potential annihilation and war. We remain encouraged through the power of God to pray. Just as Abigail's prayerful conversation takes us to the place where the Lord uses our lives to fully embrace God through prayerful conversations, even now. Let us pray. Father God, in the matchless and mighty name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you now, Lord God, for peace. We thank you now, Lord God, for prayerful conversations. Lord God, continue to stop the bloodshed. Continue to gracefully provide intelligence and beauty, discretion and discernment. As we face situations caused by harsh and evil dealings, caused by sowing evil for good, let us, O dear God, continue to reveal who you are in our lives and in the lives of others. And we thank you for it now, dear God, in Jesus' name. Lord God, Abigail's prayerful conversation causes us to live and experience a better place in prayers with you. We thank you, Lord God, and we praise you all the more. Lord God, this is the prayer we bring before you now. In the matchless and mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Thank you for listening to the Prayer Room Podcast. Please subscribe so you can be the first to receive our latest Prayer Room podcast, which is solely designed to help, strengthen, and encourage that next level of prayer. We pray always. God is moving continually on your behalf, and we hope to continue to share with you in faith and prayer. So until next time, thank you and God bless.